ويرنش ميرشابس كالاخو بيريك تزفوف سيف لامدفوف on page Reish Yundalit in the new print. Once again, we are seeking sponsors to continue these shiurim on a regular basis. To sponsor a shiur, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a shiur. Think for nishma somebody, for shalema for somebody, or just to keep the shiurim going on a consistent basis. You can also email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman at gmail.com. So Siv Lamedvov begins. In the middle of talking about washing off and wiping down garments on Shabbos. Beged sheyordu lav gishamim v'nisafku bay. You have a garment that rain fell on it, and it got absorbed in it. Like what happens, you're out in the rain, and it gets absorbed into the garment. Im ha-beged chadosh, it's a new garment, a nirike chadosh, close to new, it looks like a new garment, ozai osul na'aroi mikol mokin. You're never allowed to shake it off, you have to leave it. Doesn't matter if it's colored. She can have derech lahakbid al beg chodesh because it's the derech to be makbid. Be worried about a new garment. Therefore, by shaking off the water and making it dry, you're making it look new again, and that would be an iser libun. But in my beg it ain't a chodesh. It's an old garment. Look, lanari, you could shake off the water. Achlo yinara renu bechiska. You shouldn't do it very strongly. Even if it's a type of garment that you're not makbid, it shouldn't get wet. If you shake it off very well, and you're shaking it, and you come to squeeze it, it'll be over the issa of schita. So just, you know, to put your hand, rub it down, and get, you know, the heavy waters off it, you know, that's mutter. But one should not do it, you know, in a heavy-handed way. That would, could chas v'shalom come to schita. Se'if lamed zayin. You have a raincoat. Also bad. It's like a rain and shine coat. It's made out of cloth and mitsupa gumi. Underneath is a cloth and material. Even if the outer layer is plastic or rubbery, such a garment, because it's a raincoat, and it's meant to get wet and not makbid, that it should stay dry and stay clean and stay, you know, perfect. I mean, not that you have dirty raincoats, but it's a different type of, you know, expectation from it. So that is like it did like a beggar that you're not makbid alav, and therefore mutal amari shalei b'chayisko, you could shake it off. Not b'chayisko, once again, not strongly, because since there is cloth to it, you still have the ability to do skito, and therefore you could wipe it off lightly. But you me'il geshem also chaymer plasti, loy orig ve'ein ve'boit klav. You have a shainer coat, you have a plastic raincoat that's solid plastic. There's no cloth in it whatsoever. So that, you don't have to worry about schita, right? Like if you have the plastic cover that goes over a hat. That's all plastic. That is no shayichus to schita. So then, not worried about libun, because it's meant to get wet, and this is what happens in the rain. Not worried about schita, because something that's solid plastic, that has no cloth involved, no cloth threads, it's really just solid plastic. Such a thing has no problem of schito, therefore you could even push hard to try to get it clean. If lamed ches, beged shenir tavi megi shomim, a beged that got wet from the rain. Also let loisoi gedeli afshem. We spoke about this previously. You can't hang wet garments on Shabbos, because hanging wet garments on Shabbos give the appearance that you did laundry. So therefore, we saw this earlier. So therefore, you can't take the wet raincoat and hang it up. I'm going to see the end of the sift is one caveat, but let's wait till we get there. Ach, litloisei b'mokim harogil, to go hang it in the regular closet where you hang the garments, that even though it will drip dry, since that's not the place where you hang garments after laundry. It's the regular closet where you hang coats, so this raincoat go hangs. So there, much you're allowed to hang it out. B'lavach lo yitnu samach l'chumatan or asakam. You have to be careful that it's not next to any radiator, because next to a radiator, you're going to run into the problem that the heat could boil the water and reach Yatzlenzmai. So therefore, as long as there's no heat element nearby, you can hang it in its regular closet, in the regular place where you hang this coat or this coat. The main lay beged ache, mutter gam lachze, lulbush is a beged to rot. Right? If you have no other garments, you're even allowed to take this wet garment and hang it back up. So usually, generally, a person wouldn't want to wear a wet garment. And we spoke earlier about the question of muktzah. It says if you have no other beged, you're allowed to hang it up. Okay. Then he says, "Mi'il geshem shenikaboy shenitav by min hageshem." What happens if you have a raincoat? It's very obvious that it got wet from the rain. Coming from the rain, everyone's coming in, and it's the coats are wet, and everyone else is pouring outside, and it's obvious that it rained. Right? The guy made a derech chapsi, and it's a derech that such a raincoat you don't wash. Don't put sashay in the coat in the laundry or other real raincoats, even rainy shy coats. Generally, you don't put that in the laundry. It's not something that you wash in the laundry. You stand it outside. You take a shmati, clean it off. It's something that you never do laundry on. So by hanging it up, it won't give an appearance that you did laundry on Shabbos. It's very obvious. It's raining outside. This is not something you ever wash in the laundry. Says yesh makim lahakel l'kloisu b'Shabbos liyamish. There's a makim, he says, to be lenient to hang it on Shabbos, even in the area where you generally hang laundry. So you come to your house, you're wearing your shana coat, it's pouring wet. You don't want to put it in your regular closet, the floor, you have other things, you can get wet, you can get the garments wet. So you want to hang it in the bathtub, over the bathtub, right? Or a laundry line. Yeah, I didn't do a laundry line. So he says, if it's a type of coat that you never do laundry with, and it's very obvious that it happened from the rain, he says, yeah, you should welcome the hawk. So if you can be lenient, there's a place to be lenient. So if you move it, look and see cotton kuf chav zayin, where does he get this from? He says, Shamat, because the Mishnah Berurah doesn't seem to make this chil. He says, Shamati me agreen with Shem Zalman Erbach Zetza. He says, I heard from Shem Zalman Yesh. Lay me a Shemutu la Tloise. He could say that it's worth it to hang it. Hail vein regilum lishreise. He says, it's not something that's regular to wash. Vukul alma yoidim. And everyone knows. Shanit me agashem. Everyone knows that it got wet from the rain. The other thing, Mechitulum Shemutu lishreise. He says, it's even better than diapers that we spoke about earlier. Diapers that you didn't clean, that you just want to hang off to dry off. He says, because this because my diapers, people know that sometimes you wash it down. See, if you didn't, it's a problem. But here, when it's something that you never wash, and it's obviously got wet from the rain, so it's not going to be any maris eye, and someone's going to think that you did laundry, and therefore, yesh makom lahakto, if you have nowhere else to hang it, that you can hang it. Siv lamites. Begit shiyarad alav sheleg, vasheleg ve'enoi v'lein nomos adayin. You have a garment that snow fell on it, and the snow is still there, and the piece of snow there. But I know Mr. Dine hasn't melted yet. So what you do? Mutu lanari bekalus. He says you can wipe off the snow very lightly. You have to be very careful not to do it hard, because if you push it hard against it, your hand will melt the snow, and the garment is wet from it, and you're going to cause stink. So, but lightly, you could just, like, you could knock all feathers off, you know, a garment. You could knock the snow off lightly, that just this notion will sort of fall away. Plastic. You have a raincoat that's made out of plastic, right? Like I said before, a shana coat. The angry by the cloud. And there's no cloth at all in it. And therefore, there's no problem of skito. An Ireland shall have simply like a plastic cover for a hat. You could what's it called? Such a garment you could wash, even you could push off the snow even hard off, because you're not gonna cause any chita. Nikri na alayim is Shabbos v'yontif. Sif mem. Now we're gonna talk about polishing and shining and cleaning shoes on Shabbos. Sif mem begins asul mreich mishchal na alayim. Can't smear any type of lotions, ointments, oils on shoes, or lahatis elum reich, or to spray, or to smear, right, to apply any type of nozzle, any type of liquid, or tarsus, a spray, cannot do anything that's meant to polish the shoes on Shabbos. Can also loss of some shem, and you can't smear oil on it. And you can't use a brush off shoes, or take a shmata to rub back and forth, you know, to make it shine. Aval mutu lahosim venis avet, let's say there's some dust on it. I'm going to take the yad with your hand and matlas, you just take a quick dry towel and just to brush off, to wipe off, you know, any dry dirt that's above it. You have to do it, the soft hand, so not to make it shine. She said, if it's not to make, to polish the shoes, to shine the shoes, to improve the shoes, it's just to get the dirt off, that is mutter. Siv me malaf, no lai masiris levad, lovad, you have to make out of cloth or suede. So till now we're talking about leather shoes, right? But what if you have cloth shoes, like slippers that you have made out of cloth, or today's funny shoes that are made out of cloth, or suede shoes? So now you run into other issues. Anytime you're going to run into a schito or a limon problem, it's going to have the same rules
cleaning them off as cleaning a clothed garment, like we saw earlier. Fifth mem beis, the top, bottom of resh tezvav, alayim or magafayim, shoes or boots. Says so yoseihem or yakveim, that their soles or their heels, asuyim or are made out of leather, a gumi or rubber, a chaim of plastic or synthetic plastics, a mravshay, a boots nidvakveim, they get dirty, they get muddy, and there's mud on it. So ima boots loy nisyavishadayin, if the mud didn't dry up, mudalim mekamechas, and once again, you could take a hand or a towel and just wipe it off. On the hosser is abutz benachas, but you have to do it carefully. But as is chayfet shemutu betiltul, using an item that's permitted with tilt. Avloy kanchem b'chayisko, I degraded magredus and misakim. You shouldn't take a knife or a sharp fork or sharp item and push hard to get the dirt off. Okay, that's all with mud that's still moist, right? But if mem gimel top of reish tazayin is yavei shabutz al gabei and olayim mekafayin. Let's say when at night it got muddy, you can see it in the morning. Now it's dried up and lost sear it. Then you can't remove it at all. Like the cleaver, like the yad, not with the cleaver with your hand. Shekein ha'adama ha'yivesha to spider. Because this dried up stuff is going to crack, break up into pieces. Like we saw earlier, that when you have mud or dirt that dries up and you crumble it, it is an isat chino, toichin, of grinding. Then my boots are free, salichosai. But let's say it's a muddy, you can't walk with it. So if the shoe made out of like lamin mutl shreisim and mayim, you could soak it in water and lahazir mayim, spray water on him, because that will get it clean. But because that will get damp again and it won't break up into tchino. But the dafki, you can't do this on a cloth shoe. But don't do this on something where there's no problem. It's giving me a problem. Don't be a problem with tchino. Ulam im not min lashav shafam biyade matlas kishem mayim. But you have to be careful while the boots or the shoes are water. Not to use a shmata that's going to get wet, because then you're going to run into a problem with shtitl. A gamla yishtavish l'serich hanikri matlas retuva, you shouldn't use a wet towel. You can't be shas hanikri huserichit minam laim ablum matlas, because you're going to, if you use a wet towel, you're going to do shtitl. Rilu na laim main with bakis loit furis. If you have shoes that are glued together, there's no stitching that are done with chut tibi, there's nothing done with the natural threads, mutlu l'shreisim maim gamayisim, then you could also soak them in water. But if there's any type of stitching or any type of natural fibers, then you can't, because once again, you're going to run into a state of problem. So if the mud dried up, what you have to do is, if it's a beggar that you're allowed to get wet, and you don't have to worry about stitches, so then get it back wet, and now it will be back muddy, and then you'll be able to wipe it off carefully. But when it's dry, you can't knock it off, because then you're going to run into a problem of toichin. We'll stop over here. To sponsor Shir, to continue this Shir coming on a consistent basis, please go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor Shir, or email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman.com for more information on sponsoring a Shir. Sponsorships are necessary to keep this Shir coming on a consistent basis.